In this session, Donnie shares several of the dowsing methods with you. She provides you with instructions on the three types of dowsing: the deviceless method, the L-rod, and finally, the pendulum. She then takes you through a fascinating array of practical ways in which you can use dowsing not only to neutralize toxic energy, but also to test the authenticity and efficacy of various energies in the world around you.
Now that we're prepared, we can begin to douse. I want to begin with the deviceless dowsing because these are things you can do anytime, anywhere, no tools required. In order to do the first one, I'd like you to stand up. And just stand up and shake out your energy, relax, feet about shoulder width apart, or whatever's comfortable for you. The main thing is think like a rag doll. Be just relaxed and comfortable, and after you've done your prayers, that should be easy. We're all at peace. We're going to ask to get a yes and no response with our full body. In order to do that, all we have to do is think it. But I will preface it so that your body will understand what we're asking. And that is, when we ask for the yes response, it'll automatically move your body forward. When we ask for the no response, it'll automatically shift backward. Ask for it to be gentle, but in a way that you'll know. Because I've had people, when we don't ask that, almost fall over backwards or fall over on their face. So let's do that now. Ask to see your yes response and see if you feel your body just automatically moving forward. Ask to see your no response and see if you feel your body moving backward. Very good. I can see everyone's moving. This is really useful when you're standing up, like in a store and making a selection, or if you're standing in front of a group and speaking. You can ask yes and no questions and get an immediate answer. And other than people thinking you're a little bit dizzy on your feet, no one really knows that you're dowsing. So I use this one a lot. You'll find it's very helpful. Some people may experience where they're able to get a yes, but not a no, or a no and not a yes. It's an intriguing phenomenon, but I've discovered that in some cases what it means is the person has difficulty saying no, or they don't say yes, and it's indicating that there's an issue the person needs to deal with in their life. It may be about setting boundaries where they're saying yes all the time. It's showing them that they're not saying no, or it may be that it'll only say no because they want them to learn to say no, and they're not saying yes. So it's really quite intriguing, and I look upon it as a blessing when there are these challenges to doing your dowsing work, because it's definitely giving you a message of an area that you need to address and get an answer on. Why is it this way? What is creating this, and what are they trying to tell me when it's not working the way I've asked it to work? So in those cases, if you're not getting the awareness yourself, then it's a good idea to consult with someone that knows about energy work, or even someone that does counseling, or even a friend or loved one. You can say, do you have any ideas what it is about me that may be causing this to react in this manner? Because it's always giving you a message. Sometimes we don't get the message. First, they tap us on the head. And then if we don't get the message, they hit us a little harder. And finally, if we don't, they hit you over the head with the sledgehammer. So it's a good idea when they're doing the gentle tapping and bringing something up to the surface to be addressed that you say, oh, something to deal with here, an opportunity for growth.